We are in the Sefer Chazon Ovadia on Yamim Noraim. We're going to begin the halachot of Slichot and Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So we're going to begin with the first Amud in the Sefer. It's Halacha Aleph. Noagim lakum be'ashmor et haboker lamar Slichot. The minhag is to wake up early to say Slichot. Achal merosh chodesh elul al yom ha'kvoyim, which is from Rosh Chodesh Elul, which will be next. Which will be this Shabbat, actually, until Yom Kippurim. Ki masorat b'yadenu sh'Moshe Rabbeinu Allah. So what's the reason? What's the mekor for this minhag? What's the mekor? So it's brought down by the Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim. It's brought down that what? That we have a masorat b'yadenu, a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu Allah El Har Sinai Levit Luchot Abrit Ashniot Rosh Chodesh Elul. We have the tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the second set of the Luchot on Rosh Chodesh Elul. V'yaradim Aluchot B'yom Kippurim. And he came down. When did he come down? When Hashem said Salachti Kidvarecha, Hashem said you are forgiven. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second set of Luchot on Yom Kippur. And those are how many days? 40 days. V'chol Arba'im Yom Alalu. So it has to be that during those 40 days, Yemei Rachamim V'Ratzon L'Chol Am Yisrael. It has to be that if Moshe Rabbeinu begged and begged for forgiveness for Am Yisrael during those 40 days, and Hashem actually forgave Am Yisrael, it must be that these 40 days are Yemei Ratzon and Rachamim. There are days of mercy, days that Hashem displays His mercy. And that's why we have the minhag to say Slichot 40 days before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the ultimate day of mercy, where Hashem forgives us. So 40 days before, and just like Moshe did, we also do 40 days beforehand from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. V'yom Kippurim nitratze HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael b'simcha. Hashem forgave Am Yisrael with happiness, with simcha on Yom Kippur. V'amar l'Moshe, he said to Moshe, Salachti kidvarecha. V'lachen, therefore, ukba Yom HaKippurim l'dorot. Yom Kippur has been established for future generations l'yom mechila slicha v'chapara, as a day of forgiveness, as a day of atonement for all of Israel. So the minhag is 40 days beforehand from Rosh Chodesh Elul to begin Slichot. Now, when does it actually begin? On Rosh Chodesh? We start on Rosh Chodesh, on the actual day of Rosh Chodesh of Elul. So, Rav Avadia brings down on the footnote over here in the Sefer, on Amud Bet, V'da, and you should know, She'en minhagenu lakum biyom Rosh Chodesh Elul. The minhag is not to get up on the day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, rather the following day, Bet Elul. So therefore, here we will be beginning Slichot a week from today. Rise and shine. It's probably the most enjoyable time of the year for many of us, including myself. Hazaka Baruch, everyone.